What's up, y'all? This is Black Boy Talks Podcast. I'm your Black Boy Elijah Smith. And today I got a very special episode. So today we're going to be talking about how mental health is related to fitness. Why fitness and mental health go hand in hand. And we're going to be talking about, you know, the benefits of exercise that has an effect on your mental health. So I know many people say, you know what I'm saying, the gym bros, we say, you know, fitness is just more than, you know, physical. It's also a mental game as well. And it's very much some positives to that because, you know what I'm saying, fitness is, you know, a very good thing to get yourself into, especially if, you know, dealing with depression, if you're dealing with, you know, any type of medical issues with mental health. Things not so on the severe side, like depression is severe. What I'm saying is exercise can combat, you know, depression. It can combat a lot of different, you know, mental illnesses, you know, to make you love yourself more. And it also has an effect directly on your discipline. It has an effect on, you know, the way you look at yourself, the way you carry yourself. It has an effect on how people view you, you know, and it can also change your perspective on, like, you know, reaching goals and what you want for yourself. So exercise has a lot of, you know, in common with mental health and stuff like that. So some of the things that working out did for me was it just allowed me to fully love myself, you know, because it's one of those things where, you know, let's say you're out of shape, you know, or you kind of on the bigger side, working out, what it would do is it would make you, you know what I'm saying, love yourself and appreciate yourself more. And it'll also give you a sense of self-respect because, you know, you put in discipline, you put in work, you know, you was disciplined in your food, your eating habits, you was disciplined in, you know, just a whole bunch of different other areas in your life. So fitness plays a lot, you know, to do with like the mental, your mental capacity, not mental capacity, but, you know, it has a lot to do with your mental health, basically. So another thing, you know, fitness did for me was it allowed me to channel my anger, you know what I'm saying, into a more positive outlet. It was a positive outlet for me. I was able to let out a lot of anger, let off a lot of steam. I was able to, you know, fully let go of certain things that, you know, was holding me back in my life. It allowed me to open up myself to different opportunities. It allowed me to figure out what it is I wanted to do in my life. It allowed me to figure out my purpose. It allowed me to want to, you know, present myself in a more positive way, in a more influential way, you know, because if you're fit, you know, you're automatically going to inspire other people to want to take their health serious. So it's more than just, you know, working out and trying to look good for me. And I know it's kind of cliche because, you know, a lot of people, they work out to look good, but it's so much deeper than that. And you'll see, it comes with time, you know. At first, let's say the first five, six months is going to be that period of like, I just want to look good. I just want to look good. I just want to look good. But then once that seven period hit up to a year, you're going to be like, okay, I've been working out, I've been eating right, and I've been feeling my best, you know, not just physically, but, you know, mentally feeling your best. And it's just one of those things where you can't take for granted because it's just something that, you know, keeps you going and also unlock a different level of, you know, just deep appreciation for me, you know, for life, for health, for, you know, my well-being. And I don't want to come on here and sound like, you know, fitness completely changed my life, it made me millions. No, that's not what happened. What happened is I seen fitness and I took it and I, you know, incorporated it into my daily routine. Some days I take days off, you know, I do eat some poor food sometimes, but I get back and I do it again and I keep going and I don't stop, you know, because ultimately working out is, I would say, a necessity. It's not just something that you just do, you know, just to get a certain outcome. It's something that you incorporate into your life, something that you build a habit with, you know what I'm saying, in order to keep on achieving goals and reaching your dreams, because you need energy, and what working out does is it gives you energy, you know what I'm saying, to go on with everyday life. I just want to start this ad. But yeah, so I have a workout company, a fitness company called Total Fitness Solutions. And what I do is I orchestrate, you know, workout programs. I put together meal plans, not just, you know, throwing food together, you know, just selling it, but really cultivating a plan, you know, based on your goals to give you the proper nutrients to, you know, reach your goals. It's not just something that I'm, you know, just throwing together just to make a quick buck. No, I really put my time, effort, and energy into creating these workout programs and make sure they're tailored to your time, to your needs, and to your goals. So I don't have a website right now, but you can contact me on Facebook, Elijah Smith, no H in Elijah. You know, you can purchase a meal plan workout program. And I also have training sessions, one-on-one training sessions where I come to you, you know what I'm saying, in order to, you know, start your fitness journey. And I'll also be guiding you, you know, throughout, you know what I'm saying, with the proper foods you need to be eating, how you need to recover, how you need to refuel. So, and it's all for $28 a month, you know what I'm saying? So with that being said, I just want to make sure, you know, that the people who are interested can get the full, you know what I'm saying, extent of what I can offer. And I do, you know, offer a lot. I've been working out for a little over like 3 years now, and I've been on and off, but I've always maintained a certain level of discipline and consistency. So, but my product is, I don't have a website yet, but you can contact me, like I said, Elijah Smith on Facebook, no H in Elijah, and let's get you on your fitness journey. Total Fitness Solutions, where I give you solutions to all your fitness problems. Back to the video, back to the audio. So, working out is not just something that, you know, makes you look good. It also deeply embeds a feeling of self-worth into your mind. And it also creates a sense of appreciation towards yourself, you know, because it's hard at first. It's very hard, very difficult. And sometimes you want to quit. Sometimes you want to give up. But, you know, as long as you stay the course and you start seeing results, at first, you're going to get like imposter syndrome. You're going to be like, I'm not really changing. You know what I'm saying? Nothing's really changing, but that's why you keep going. And this can be transferred over to life, because many times in life, you know what I'm saying, we go through life like, damn, you know, I keep getting hit with challenges. I keep getting hit with hurdles. I keep getting hit with, you know, tribulations. I keep getting hit with fire, and it feels like you can't breathe, and, you know, you're overwhelmed, and you know what I'm saying? It gets to a point where you just want to give up, but, you know, being as though that you work out every day, you already built the discipline to keep going, even though, you know, you feel exhausted, even though you feel completely tainted, even though you feel completely, you know, jaded, even though you feel completely like, you know, you feel completely down and, you know, on your luck. So working out will combat this. You'll be able to, you know what I'm saying, go through challenges with ease. You'll be able to, you know, do certain things that you never thought you could do because you've been working out consistently and you've been being disciplined. And that's just one of the things that I try to preach, you know what I'm saying? Especially if I have a client, if I have, you know, somebody that I'm working out with, you know, I try to instill that motivation and that end goal. Why are you doing it? Why are you here? And ultimately it's to, you know, make yourself better, look good, feel good. And it's here to make your mental space, you know, more positive, and you have a better outlook on life. So with that being said, fitness is something that, you know, you can incorporate in your daily habits. It don't even have to be like a lot of people think fitness, you got to work out an hour a day, you got to work out 2 hours a day to get results. Really, all you need to do is just, you know, all you really need to do, to be honest, is you can work out for 30 minutes a day. And make sure you're getting enough calories and enough protein, you know what I'm saying, to reach your goals and reach your full potential. Because at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? It's not about working out. You know what I'm saying? It's about eating right. And most of the times people think, oh, if I just eat right, I would build muscle. That's true. But if you're not doing no movement, then you're not really going to hit your goals, you know? So with that being said, you know, I appreciate everybody that's been listening. I appreciate everybody that's been on this journey with me. It's been a 3-4 year journey, still pumping out content and not getting a single dime for it. But I enjoy informing people and I enjoy the people that's actually listening. You know what I'm saying? It means a lot to me because at the end of the day, it's about persistence. It's about consistency. It's about, you know, giving undeniable, good product. You know, I don't want to just be here rambling and not giving valuable information, but those are some of the things that kind of helped me out on my fitness journey. And of course, I'm not satisfied. You know, I still have areas that I want to improve on. And I still have areas that's like, you know what I'm saying, that can be worked on. And I still have certain things that I can, you know, get better at. Because you in your fitness journey, it's always going to be new challenges. It's always going to be tough. It's always going to be something, you know, in your way to, you know, stop you from getting to your goals. So I just want to say that, man, keep going. If on your workout journey, keep going. I don't care, you know, if you are big. I don't care if you are jacked. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if you are cut up. You know, keep going. You can look better. You can feel better. And it's never a, you know, end goal. It's not a finish line, you know? It's a marathon. And the marathon continues. And also, it's not a competition either. You know what I'm saying? Many people think working out is a competition. I got to look better than this guy. You know, and you compare yourself. And that's what, you know, hinders you as well from reaching your goals, because you compare yourself to other people and how they look. Most people, little do you know, are taking some form of steroids or human growth hormones or testosterone or drinking, you know, bull's piss and doing a whole lot of things to look like that. So never, ever, 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 never let, you know what I'm saying, somebody else stop you from reaching your goals. Because at the end of the day, it's not a competition. It's not a race. You don't have to, you know, be better than somebody at lifting. You don't have to be better than somebody at working out. It's just something that you do for yourself to keep you healthy, happy, and, you know what I'm saying, energetic. So without further ado, make sure you go to Elijah Smith, No H in Elijah on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter at I am Elijah Smith, No H in Elijah. And let's go, man. I have a new company I'm starting. What I've started, as you know, Total Fitness Solutions, where I cultivate a workout program, a meal plan, and I also have one-on-one training sessions for $28 a month. The meal plan is $18 a month, and the workout program is $38 a month. Not a month, but it's $38 overall. And the workout program is 18 and the training session is 28. So it's a pretty much affordable prices. If you can buy, you know, a night out, you know what I'm saying, then you can pay for fitness, you know what I'm saying? Because ultimately it's going to lead to your success and you reaching your goals. And like I said in the previous ad, I'll be cultivating these, you know, workout programs and training sessions according to your needs and goals. So I won't just throw any old thing together. I'll make sure I get your goals, you know, get where you want to go and cultivate a strategy that me and you come up with that would be, you know, the most effective for, you know, whatever it is you're trying to achieve. So that being said, this is how fitness, you know, I wouldn't say changed my life, but how fitness changed my life and how it'll now change your life. This is Black Boy Talks Podcast. I'm your Black Boy Elijah Smith. Peace.